Hello again, and welcome from me, Nigel Ogden, to this week's edition of The Organist Entertains. A rather packed programme this evening, including a personality profile of Horace Finch, details of a new Reginald Dixon album of re-released EPs, some brilliant work on electronics from America's Glenn Derringer, and for starters, the lively Latin American rhythms of El Campanchero, provided by Ron Curtis at the BBC Theatre Organ. El Campanchero from Ron Curtis playing the BBC Wurlitzer. With shades of the Glenn Miller Orchestra now, recreated for us this evening on Hammond B3000 by Billy Duncan with A String of Pearls. Billy Duncan on Hammond B3000, String of Pearls. Well, that particular model of Hammond has changed very little in design from those early instruments of the 1930s, and continues to produce what, to many people, is a very distinctive Hammond sound. Well, the Technics U90, on the other hand, places much more emphasis on authentically recreating orchestral and big band sounds, and here's Annette Long to demonstrate some of its many tone colours with a great Cole Porter classic, I Get a Kick Out of You. Technics U90, superbly controlled there by Annette Long, I Get a Kick Out of You. And as you're doubtless all well aware by now, those first few bars of When You Wish Upon a Star mean it's personality profile time. And this week we take a look at the life and work of one of Blackpool's most famous console artists, Horace Finch, who operated from the Empress Ballroom in the Winter Gardens just around the corner from the Tower. Well, let's have some music, first of all, from the beautiful Empress Wurlitzer, with Horace Finch playing one or two hit songs made famous by Jesse Matthews. Thank you. Lancashire lad, from St. Helens, in fact, Horace Finch started piano studies at the extremely tender age of 4, was a church organist by the age of 9, and was allowed to practice in the town hall on an instrument which eventually became the house organ of the late Sir Thomas Beecham. When he was 13, Horace moved to Blackpool, and after more piano tuition, began accompanying silent films 1 year later. In 1926, shortly after his 20th birthday, he was appointed solo and orchestral pianist with the Tower Ballroom Orchestra, and was the first English pianist to play in public and, from memory, Gershwin's Rhapsody in Blue. When the original Tower Wurlitzer was enlarged and transferred to the Empress Ballroom in 1935, Horace was appointed organist there, and his job, like that of Reginald Dixon, was to provide strict tempo dance music each weekday and 3 concerts on a Sunday. He very soon developed a unique and distinctive style of theatre organ playing, and such was his rapid rise to stardom that his name soon became a regular sight in the Radio Times. In 1939, he began making records, although strangely, none of them featured the Empress Wurlitzer, the 3 instruments he did use being those at the Tower, the Granada Clapham Junction, and the splendid 3-manual 14-rank Wurlitzer he designed himself for the Blackpool Opera House, the last Wurlitzer installation in the British Isles. Horace Finch playing the Blackpool Opera House Wurlitzer. In 1941, the maestro joined the forces, and after a distinguished period of service in the RAF, during which he was twice mentioned in dispatches, he returned to Blackpool and the Empress Ballroom in 1945, and carried on more or less where he'd left off, with the addition of fairly frequent appearances at the Tower Ballroom. Out of season, Horace provided interludes on the Opera House organ during the daily film programmes, but didn't return to the airwaves for several years, apart from a few strict tempo dance programmes on the North of England Home Service. In the 1950s, he was once again to be heard in his own right on the Light programme, and around the same time he took part in 2 of the Blackpool Night programmes, once in a link-up which involved Reg Dixon and Horace playing together and simultaneously accompanying their respective audiences in a sing-song, and later an extension of the same idea when Reg and Horace were joined by Watson Holmes at the Palace Ballroom, Vincent Parker at the Opera House Wurlitzer, and Bobby Pagan playing the organ of the Blackpool Odeon. As the result of a fall in the winter of 1962, Horace permanently damaged a finger of his right hand, and ever the perfectionist, he decided this had to be the end of his playing career, much to the sorrow of his many devoted admirers. Well, thankfully, his music has continued to be enjoyed via a limited number of LP records, and to end our personality profile, here is Horace Finch once again at the organ of the Empress Ballroom, Blackpool, with some music from Chu Chin Chow. Thank you. Horace Finch at the Empress Ballroom, Blackpool, Wurlitzer, which of course is now our BBC theatre organ here in Manchester. Well, John Mann joins us now at the console of the eminent Grand Theatre 2000 Electronic with a piece by popular quizmaster Steve Race, The Pied Piper. Pied Piper, fading away into the sunset, and closely followed by John Mann and the eminent 2000. Well, the Yamaha DX7 was the instrument chosen by Eric Pepp when he recorded some of his own compositions for us recently, and a very fine sound it is too. Second Chance is the title of this one, which, of course, he gets perfectly right first time. Thank you. Eric Pep, the Yamaha DX7 and Second Chance. To coincide with the recent Reginald Dixon Memorial Concert at the Tower Ballroom, Blackpool, EMI Records produced an album called Blackpool Nights, consisting of re-released recordings which Reg made on EPs, or 45s if you prefer. A superb collection of classic Dixon material from the late 50s, and I'll give you the number of the LP after we've heard this medley of three, originally produced in 1959. All I Do is Dream of You, Home, and You Were Meant for Me. The unmistakable sound of Reginald Dixon at the organ of the Tower Ballroom, Blackpool, from a recently released EMI compilation LP called Blackpool Nights. And the number is EG2604781. EG2604781. Or, if you prefer it in cassette form, EG2604784. Well, here's brilliant American organ ace Glenn Derringer on an unspecified model of Wurlitzer Electronic with one of his own typically inventive interpretations of Harlem Nocturne. Harlem Nocturne, Glenn Deringer. On to this week's concert information. Tomorrow, the 31st, Roy Taunton plays at the 3J's Gommersall at 7:30 p.m. Now, those of you intending to go along to the Odeon Leicester Square this Sunday at 11 a.m. for the concert by Ron Curtis, I strongly advise you not to bother, because it's been put back 1 week and will now take place next Sunday, the 8th. However, there are two shows that I know about tomorrow. The first, with Michael Waldridge at the Dreamland Leisure Centre Margate at 11 a.m. And at 3 p.m, Roy Bingham and Armsby Bancroft play at Stanford Hall, Loughborough. Finally, next Friday, the 5th, Brian Sharp plays Pipes and Electronics at the Thorngate Hall Gosport at 8 p.m. And finale time tonight comes from David Lowe, playing the splendid ex-Astoria Southend Compton at Witten House, Huntingdon, and the march from Raiders of the Lost Ark. Raiders of the Lost Ark, David Lowe playing the Witten House Compton. And that's all we can manage to fit into this week. Look forward very much to the pleasure of your company at 9:15 1 week from today. But for now, with thanks to producer Peter Pilbeam, this is Nigel Ogden saying thanks for listening and bye for now.